fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
See, how's your packing going there, Corey?
Couldn't do anything tonight.
Did you read?
No. I worked on the show.
Because we have a bet. You do remember we have a bet.
Yeah, we never decided what the terms of the bet were.
Well, what do you want to lose?
Just make it simple. Whoever loses covers the other person's Rogue One ticket.
Perfect.
Unless those stakes are not high enough.
Did you say stakes?
Yeah.
I did indeed.
Steaks and tickets.
We are going for dinner.
Well, does Madison's make a good steak?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd keep it simple there. The calamari was excellent.
Yeah, so let's go with calamari and tickets.
Cool.
That's our bet.
Word.
So calamari for the table and ticket. The one of you guys is going to have to pony up for two tickets.
Exactly.
Going up for, we're going to, it's Akbar and tickets.
Maybe the show has started. Maybe this is Sith Disturbers number 5 and you just don't know it.
Everybody knows.
It's like he's still with us.
It's like he never left. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. That's somebody whose music I was never into. Like I've always had respect for the guy, but just never got into him.
You may have to hand in your Montreal card. You know that.
I'm fully aware. Although, you know, I spent enough time criticizing the Habs that I probably would have had to turn that in a long time ago, according to some people.
I heard he actually he lived right by Schwartz's. Now that's the kind of guy I can get to know and like.
Yeah, we're hanging out at your place, Leonard, because I'm hungry.
Or even him. He's like, I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going to Schwartz's.
Leonard Cohen loved him some Jerry Springer.
Really?
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
So that's something that, you know, a really weird piece of trivia there. What, name the talk show that Leonard Cohen enjoyed. Jerry Springer. Never would have guessed.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
It's very odd. Wonder what that would have been like, living in Cincinnati under the rule of Jerry Springer.
Oh, no way! Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Maybe the guys at the Rogue Squadron podcast can answer that for us. I don't know that they're in Cincinnati, but they are in Ohio.
Amen.
So their opinion is probably more valuable than mine.
Cleveland Rocks.
I don't know. If Toronto survived Ford, the world's most infamous mayor, I'm sure Cincinnati probably wasn't too bad.
Oh, Rob Ford, my God. That was another case of the train wreck effect.
Yeah, we should have known. Trump was headed for office just based on the fact that Rob Ford was a mayor.
Well, that's what I was just kind of going there. Like he had been foreshadowed. Rob Ford is every bit as nuts as Donald Trump.
And that's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. Like, Rob Ford was that kind of guy.
Well, I wouldn't say that so much. Like, he was eccentric and, you know, kind of smoked crack in alleys with bums, but that's kind of different style
besides
from Trump.
That, wait.
I first person I've ever heard downplay smoking crack outside of Rob Ford's brother.
I just don't see Trump doing that, you know, chilling with some bums in an alley. Not going to happen.
Do you remember that footage with Rob Ford where they got him like talking to some Rastafarians and he was put on like a Jamaican accent?
I said, Ford, just cut some. No, man, no money, man. Cha! Bumba God, man.
Talk to the
oh
camera.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
He was quite the number. Anyway, I wonder if you took a poll. between Donald Trump and Rob Ford, who would come out on top as crazier?
I think that poll would fall subject to some kind of recency bias, since Trump is in the news every single day.
Yeah.
For mostly the wrong reasons.
Fair enough. Well, while we're talking about polls.
Indeed. Let's talk about some Star Wars polls that we ran recently. Had a couple of them last week. Corey, why don't you, if you're ready, why don't you talk to us? Give us the brief rundown on your poll from last week.
I'm ready, brother. Let's do this. So we came up with, it was hashtag Star Wars. What is the coolest concept, creation, innovation from the galaxy far, far away? So your choices were light speed, basically hyperspace, the Force, the lightsaber and kyber crystals, or other. And other came in at 4% with no comments as to what that could be, so we'll leave it at that. the lightsaber came in.
Well, what could that have been?
Anything, you know, like, think about it. Like
holographic transmissions.
Yeah, like, that's a good one.
3D holograms. That is a good one.
Seismic charges.
Speeder bikes.
Yeah, speeder bikes. Hover technology, whatever it is.
Hover. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe just droids as a whole.
We should say while we've interrupted him. Anyways, Kyle, you and I had a stake in this. You owe me a soda.
because I backed the lightsaber, right?
Yeah, the early going, you said lightsaber was gonna walk all over the other two. And
yeah, in hindsight, I was very foolish. I can fully admit that. I don't know why I was so bullish on the lightsaber. But Corey, go ahead, run down the results.
All right, let's do it. So again, 4% for other, 14% for hyperspace light speed, which kind of makes sense to me, I guess, just because, you know, warp technology was invented prior, so maybe it's not such a big shock to people.
Well, you know what, though, Corey, I'll say the technology itself is like a concept, might not be that cool, but the visual, the Star Wars visual of jumping is like iconic.
And not
so
only
I can
that,
see how some people, you know, might put it just for that. You know, where the stars turn into lines and like that. That's a really cool Star Wars thing.
Agreed.
Yeah, the stretching star field is definitely iconic.
That's it. Like in Star Trek, you see the stars just zooming by. Like they haven't even come close to discovering like a quarter of the galaxy, really, or exploring it. These guys can hop from one end to the other, and I don't want to give it a time frame, but they can do it at least in a reasonable amount of time and not two or three lifetimes.
Oh, I can give you a time frame. Pablo Hidalgo put it perfectly. He said that the ships travel at the speed of plot.
Really?
Yep.
So it's just
yeah.
You press the button. So there's that throws the ray traveling for weeks in hyperspace to get somewhere.
It goes
well. If that's what the story needs,
it takes however long the story needs it to take.
Okay.
Exactly right.
That's interesting. I love Pablo Hidalgo for that. All right, so what do we got next? We got the lightsaber coming in at 40%. And the Force came in at 42%. And we got 208 votes. So that's like an 8-vote difference. Like not... Well, super close.
Oh, that's the closest poll you've had in a while. Yeah, for sure. They were neck and neck.
Yeah, absolutely. That's closest.
Well, that it kind of came down the way I would think, but I thought lightspeed maybe would have been a bit higher, but I definitely thought the Force was going to come in number one. But lightsaber and kyber crystal, because I threw the kyber crystal in there, I thought it would have like juiced it up a bit, you know?
Yeah, and like James was saying before, now I own a whole soda. I don't know why I was so bullish on the lightsaber. I think maybe because it was a more tangible thing as opposed to a mishmash of already pre-existing religious spiritual concepts. I think that's maybe where I was coming from.
Also, magic. People call it magic.
Yeah.
So you were taking the cool invention over, you know, the concept of magic. I get that.
I think that's probably where I was coming from.
I had that thought too, Kyle. Like, I really did. Like, I was thinking, you know, this is... Everything kind of does exist too. Like, I was thinking, like, I didn't really look into it, but I'm sure there's been other laser swords or lightsabers prior to Star Wars that kind of gave George Lucas some inspiration, maybe even, you know?
Maybe. I can't think of any. To me, the lightsaber is totally original, but I could be completely wrong. But anyway, it's I guess it's not that foolish to want to have thought the lightsaber would win. I think it was foolish maybe to think it would win in a landslide.
Yeah, because you did. But it was close. You could be quoted as saying that, correct?
Probably. if you dig back far enough into our conversations, yeah.
No, he said he thought it would win, and in the early going, I remember the lightsaber was doing very well. So I think I put the over under at 2/3. I think I said 66. And I think you were bullish enough to take the over.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Hindsight's 20/20. And Corey, I just did a little quick math. It's four votes.
Four votes.
87 right. 87 people voted for the Force, and 83 people voted for the lightsaber.
So that's almost, you know, it's basically almost a tie.
It's basically a tie. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the definition of a two-horse race.
I'd say so.
Yeah. That was good. We got 208 votes, so yeah. I'm happy about it.
Good poll.
Indeed. Thanks for that one, James. That was inspired
what do
you, by...
What do we got lined up for next week?
Next week? We're going to do what characters... I got to make sure the wording's right. It's going to be something along the lines of what character would you most want to see cross into or have a cameo in Rogue One? And I think the options are going to be R2-3PO as a package, Leia, Wedge, and who else do we have in there? Ghost Crew. Any member of the Ghost Crew. So that's going to be a pony. Any prediction, guys?
Anybody want to put some early scratch? Oof. I know who I would want to see, but I don't know if that's the person who's going to win. But I'll tell you, I'm going to be voting for Leia on that list. I think it would be cool to see, you know, a young actress with no lines. I don't want to hear her speak, like in the background somewhere with buns on her head where everybody just knows.
Yeah.
Well, I think I have two answers. One is sort of a fanboyish answer, and the other is the answer coming from the perspective of what makes Rogue One a complete movie. And to make it a complete movie, I think, James, you're right. It should be Leia. And from a fanboy perspective, I would just love to see any member of the Ghost Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Except... But I would have to say except Kanan and Ezra. You can't have those two. True. Around.
Would you count the ship as... a cameo by a member of the Ghost Crew? Like if we yes. see just they pan by and the ghost is like docked somewhere, boom.
Yeah. The ghost is God, a member of the Ghost Crew.
That might be what
we get. That would be something else. That would be something else. Man, fandom would just lose its mind over that.
I think you're right.
And over any Ghost Crew member. If they saw a chopper rolling through the background, Corey would have a stroke and die. Which would probably make a lot of people angry, because if you stroked out in the theater,
they might have to put the lights on,
stop the movie. Star Wars fans can be pretty unforgiving, vicious people, so they'd probably stomp you as you lay there dying.
Well, as long as I got you guys there, right? Right?
Put the movie back on.
We're getting our money.
You guys
back,
would
right?
just stuff me under the seat or something, you know? Just be like, he'll be good till after. Just like kick him under the seat.
Just pack some ice under his armpits. That'll keep him cool. We'll keep him on ice for a couple hours. All right. So I also ran a poll this week. Were we done making predictions with Corey's? Did you make yours, Corey?
Hang on, I'm trying to bring the... Yeah, who we got here? I think, like you said too, like fanboy-wise, I'd love to see any of the Ghost Crew members, because again, that includes Chopper or Zeb, Sabine. Like, I think the most sense makes either R2 or Leia. like R2 can receive the information. Oh no, it's true. Leia gives it to him. So yeah, Leia would make sense to have, you know, to wrap it all up, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree.
But fanboy wise, definitely Ghost Crew.
All right. Well, I think we'll elaborate on that in a second. We're always looking for things to talk about on this show, and we'll get there, I think. But first, I'll just sum up the poll I ran last week, which was the most iconic.
Huge numbers this week.
Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, we got a big turnout. So the most iconic sound effect in all of Star Wars. And so we had 255 votes. And again, it was a bit of a two-horse race. So the choices were the lightsaber. I didn't specify whether it was the igniting the lightsaber or the swooshing sound of the lightsaber. Just whatever, lightsaber. Then there was Vader's breathing. A TIE fighter. And R2-D2 bleeps and bloops. So from those 255 votes, 49% went with Vader's breathing. 36% went with the lightsaber. Another 10% with the TIE fighter. And a paltry 5% for R2's bleeps and bloops. Pretty interesting stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But a clear winner in this poll.
Shocking to me. There's a couple of things that are surprising to me. But R2, bleeps and bloops, in my mind, is quite iconic. So even though the other things on that list, I mean, Vader's breathing is going to walk away with that poll no matter what you put in the, what you put up against it, and no matter who's voting. Like, between the hardcore fans and, you know, people who barely know it, I think that wins no matter what. But R2 bleeping and blooping with only a couple of tiny little votes like that, that I found to be quite surprising. And I know Corey did too.
I was quite upset.
I think Corey was heartbroken.
I wasn't heartbroken. We're going to have to, I'm going to run another poll, not anytime soon, just to get it out of people's heads. But seriously, R2's going up against the TIE fighter, and you're going to see a major swift change here, because something's not right, man. I don't give a shit. Like, you take Vader out of the equation, it's over. Like Vader was obviously going to run away with this thing, but yeah, like Kyle said, yes, we have very smart people listening to the show and blah, blah, blah. I said, no, someone obviously mistook what the word iconic meant, because put it this way.
Wait, who was talking just now? Was that your Kyle impression? Because I couldn't tell. Was that Kyle or was that you doing Kyle?
Something like that. So anyway, picture this, okay? I'm at the dinner table the other night. We're about to sit down for dinner and I'm fooling around and I'm like, hey, babe. And I don't want to really, I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, but my wife's not exactly the biggest Star Wars fan. So,
boo.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Mine neither, dude. Mine neither.
Anyway, I say, hey, babe, what's this?
My wife's a big fan.
So I played the TIE fighter sound effect and she's like, looking at me like I'm she's like, I don't know, like, what is it, the intro to a new Daft Punk song or something? And I'm like, okay, what's this? Two boops in, she's like, oh, that's R2. You know, like, there's no way. There's just no way. Like, I could see how the TIE fighter sound is unique to Star Wars. And yes, it's iconic in the sense that, you know, it's solely a Star Wars sound. But when I think iconic, I think, you know, like, widely recognized. So
that's the only definition of the word iconic.
So then there you go. How can TIE fighter be more widely recognized than R2?
Something well, in those 255, I guess maybe more hardcore fans, they disagree. I'm with you, man. But we're not in the majority.
I agree too.
That's the thing. You have Vader.
I agree too. Like,
Vader took away all the votes that anyone would care about those two, right? So it kind of got skewed. And again, maybe
I'll say I'm yeah, I don't have a wife, yeah, Corey. I'm going to throw another into the mix here. And I know we talked about this off the air too. But when I asked my lady who also is not a fan, I said, and I just asked her straight up, what is the most iconic noise sound from Star Wars? What sound do you think of when you think Star Wars? And she said Vader's breathing, which was no shock. And I said, okay, what next? And then she said, the bear. And she meant Chewbacca, which I think should have been on the list and I think would have changed the results. I don't think it would have won, but I think it would have got like 25%.
So what we'll do is we'll run the three-way pony, James. We'll run the TIE Fighter versus Chewie and R2, and we'll watch the TIE Fighter get no votes.
don't belittle the TIE Fighter. I mean, it's no, going to get some love, but
it's definitely one of the coolest sounds from the galaxy far, far away that I adore, you know, but, and it, I don't know. I love that sound. I don't want to like be bad mouthing it, but more iconic? I don't think so.
I like how Corey just passively aggressively shamed 25 people who voted in this poll saying that they don't know what the word iconic means.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, but they probably don't know where Bali is either.
Yeah. Whoever's listening, I have no shame in telling you that, you know, you had it coming because, yeah, there's no way. Just keep drinking Drano. Like, I don't know.
Keep drinking Drano. Geez. Corey just lost six followers.
Stubaka, on behalf of the Tumbling Saber team, we do not endorse...
Well,
drinking Drano.
Actually, I went...
drinking Drano or listening to Corey very much.
If you go back on that string of tweets or whatever, Stubaka actually kind of... he says that it's his favorite sound, but he also says that it's not the most iconic. So, Stubaka, you're cool, bro.
Well, I think he said he was a sucker for the title.
Exactly.
Anyway, you did sort of insult 25 people who did vote for the
Like I said, they asked for it. What do you want me to say? Like, do you really think it's the most iconic? Like, I had to go to the Merriam-Webster's thing to actually, like, really... I have it copy-pasted here what the definition of iconic is. And I'm glad all three of us are on the same page.
The three amigos!
But, you know, like, those... My point was the votes were... not accurate in that regard, like, because there were other variables in play.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing about polling is that if you refine your question enough, you're going to get the answer you want. So now you're talking about running a poll of TIE Fighter against R2, and you're designing the poll to get the answer you want.
The purpose of science is to serve mankind. You, however, seem to regard science as some kind of dodge. Or hustle. Your theories are the worst kind of popular tripe. Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable. You are a poor scientist.
Well, no, you're trying to tell me that a TIE Fighter, according to fandom, is more...
I am not telling you anything. I'm saying look at the numbers.
And I'm telling you that the numbers smell fishy. And it's time for a new poll.
It's a good thing. So you'll run your poll. Kyle's Corey's had a couple of days to cool down because you actually were more upset about this two nights ago, I think, Corey.
Yeah, there was going to be a lot more swearing. I was like, James, you better get that lightsaber ready, man.
Yeah, you did warn me to take it out because there was going to be a few dropped.
So let me ask you this. If you run this poll again and R2 falls again to the TIE Fighter, what are you going to do?
Round three.
No, I'll let it go at that point and... whatever.
then you'll let it go.
But I mean,
got it.
You guys both, Corey, agree with me that there's something's not right. Like, you guys both say it's surprising.
No, I don't think there's something not right. I'm just saying I wouldn't have voted that way, but I can't say something's not right.
I think 2016,
the numbers are the numbers.
Has been a really crappy year with all the like celebrity deaths and just Trump election and all that stuff. So this should be the first poll of 2017, Corey. You'll get the R2 love that you want.
It's just, I don't know. Come on, Kyle. Like, be real with yourself. More widely recognized, distinguished, established as a sound in Star Wars.
I'm just saying the numbers are the numbers. They're not lying
to you. Take Vader out of that equation and the numbers are going to change drastically. That's why I take Vader out of a lot of
maybe
my polls.
No, the lightsaber is always going to do super well, too. I mean, that sound is... there's a reason we chose it for our... bleeping out F-bombs sound.
Yeah, it's definitely a super cool sound. Everything about it, there's like the crackling, the clashing, the whooshing, the igniting.
Well, so incidentally, we were driving in the car, and I turned to my wife, and out of the clear blue, I looked at her and said, "What's the most iconic sound effect in Star Wars?" And she thought about it for a second, and she said, "The lightsaber." And I said, "And then what?" And then she impersonated Vader breathing. And I said, "And then what?" And she thought about it a little harder, maybe a good 10 seconds. And she did a Chewbacca roar.
Nice.
Yes.
Said, okay, there he is. There he is, Chewie's roar. And then I said, "Okay, give me one more." And she thought about it. And I was expecting R2. But she gave me the Wilhelm scream. Which, not her impersonation of it, but she just kind of said, isn't there a specific scream, the Wilhelm or something like that? I'm like, wow, that's a deep cut.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But she said, like, it's a clear toss-up. She's like, I said lightsaber and I said Vader's breathing, but you could flip-flop those two either way for me. And then she had to think a little harder. Of course, that's when Chewie came into play. So, yeah, interesting numbers. But again, clear winners here. It's Star Wars is when you think of the sounds, it's Vader's breathing and it's that damn lightsaber.
Yep, good pull.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I'm so glad that got wings too. I was watching it too. I was like, yes.
Wings like a TIE fighter. Yeah,
that's kind of the thing. Like when I create a poll and I put it out there, I'll retweet it myself a couple times. But that's it. I just kind of let it go and see what happens. And usually I get, 20 votes, 50 votes. Sometimes I'll soar up to the lofty heights of 80 votes. And then suddenly I checked in on this one and it went from like 80 votes to 150. Then it was at 200 and it just kept going. So cool stuff. And I don't have another one lined up. So this is Corey's thing to go. And once in a while I chime in with one.
Yeah.
Boy, that was all muffled. So.
Yeah.
We'll pretend that never came through. All right, so who wants to do a few rounds of Star Wars Would You Rather?
I'm ready.
Have at you, sir.
Okay.
All right, I'll throw a quick one at you guys first.
Go for it.
Okay. Would you rather give Maz Kanata a mani-pedi, or would you rather give Yoda a sponge bath?
Ew!
Mani-pedi. Jinx, you owe me a beer.
Mani-pedi, yes, definitely. Not only is the sponge bath worse, because you gotta rub people's naked parts when you give them a sponge bath, but 900 years old, you ever smell an 80-year-old?
It's not good.
No.
It's weird, it's like mothball-y and
I love old people, mildewy. But... none of my grandparents smelled very good, and the older they got, the worse they smelled, despite their best efforts. So what? 900? I'll take the mani-pedi. Although I know she's just as old, I've only got to smell her feet.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. And you see her hands aren't that horrible.
But what about the conversation you could have had with Yoda?
What conversation? No, we'd be both like trying not to make eye contact and saying nothing. It'd be awkwardly awful.
Weird this is.
He's like,
Try not.
My undercarriage is a scrub. So it's unanimous then? What if we flip-flop it? You give Yoda the mani-pedi and Maz the sponge bath.
Yoda's still getting the mani-pedi for me, man. Then we can have a real good conversation.
Now my answer changes.
I thought it would.
No, mani-pedi it is.
You're just sticking with the mani-pedi?
Yeah, it's yeah, for sure.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm going to punt it over to James. What's your would you rather for the week?
Okay, so you've got to answer this as 16-year-old you.
So
it's your birthday, your sweet 16, and you have to make a choice. You can either accept as a gift that day a land speeder or similar. So snow speeder, land speeder, it could be, you know, Luke's land speeder. It could be a pod racer, I guess, but you know, similar hover technology vehicle, or you can decide to pass on that and wait till your 60th birthday where you'll be gifted the Falcon if you make it to 60.
Come on. No 16-year-old. No 16-year-old would say, I'm patient. I'll wait. Every 16-year-old would say, give me the goddamn land speeder. I'm out of here.
You could get off the planet with the Falcon, though. You could get off the planet. I agree with you. I think it would be hard to find very many 16-year-olds, but you could get off the planet.
You show me a 16-year-old who kind of revels in delayed gratification, and I'll show you a liar.
I teach high school, so I know you're that's pretty close to being dead on. Corey, what about you? Are we wrong?
No, you're right. Like, even in delusions of grandeur, like 16 years old, you can be like, no, you give me that land speeder and I'm going to make my way up to a Falcon for myself. That land speeder is my start on life, and I'm taking it now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Okay, so would you answer differently now?
How old do I have to wait to get the Falcon?
60. I was going to say Harrison Ford's age, but I chose retirement age instead.
Yeah, because I still have that same mentality now. I would attain my own Falcon if, you know.
So a land speeder now or a Falcon in 20 years and change?
Correct.
That gets a little more interesting.
I would wait.
I think because now with you know, experience, I remember 20 years ago. It doesn't feel like that long ago. I know how fast that goes. I think I could probably. I would like to say I'd wait at this point.
I think I would wait.
16-year-old me would not wait. I would make that choice in a heartbeat to take the land speeder. If you give me that choice now, I think I would definitely wait.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. And I you know, just I'd buy a, you know, if I really wanted to scratch that itch, just buy yourself a crotch rocket super bike and just blast around the highways for 20 years. And if you make it, you get yourself a Falcon.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
All right, Corey, after you eat that candy bar, what's your would you rather?
Give me a sec.
Oh, okay. Are you answering a work email?
I'm opening my computer. I fell to sleep.
Opening. That's such a Quebec thing to say.
Do you also say close the light?
No. Yeah. Actually, I'd have to. Wow. I don't even know if it's shut the light or close the light, honestly.
Yeah, that means you say close the light and don't even think about it. You know, the other thing we do here is we end sentences with a negative asking the affirmative. That's true, no?
Yes, we do that.
I didn't know it was a thing that like was weird until someone pointed it out to me, and now I hear it all the time.
We also say, like, put that down on the ground. When you just say, like, put it down on the floor.
Yeah, inside, people say on the ground in when they're indoors. You're right. Because it's the same word in French, à terre.
Yeah. We're weird. We are absolutely, definitely weird here.
All right, Corey, you got your anyway, so would you rather?
We've stalled. We've stalled long enough for you here, Corey. All right, go for it.
All right. I got two here, so I'm going to go with the more deeper one, I guess. All right, would you rather live in a world where George Lucas, instead of having done the prequels, continued with episodes 7, 8, and 9 and the same years, starting at, I guess, 98 or 99, and then again did sell Lucasfilm to Disney in, I guess, 2011 or 2012, and they would tackle the prequels and possibly 10, 11, 12 spinoffs, etc.
So basically, you're asking if we wish if we would trade Lucas's prequels for Lucas's 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, and then you can have Disney's prequels and more.
I don't feel like there's a wrong answer here. I would, sure, why not? I would take that trade. I'm happy with what we have, but what the hell? Why not? I could have went with that.
Interesting. That's super interesting. I really thought that, you know, you were really going to be a stickler there and be like, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, and, you know. But no, that's cool. That's a cool answer.
I figure I may as well just take that tech because I'm not getting it anyway, so.
True. But it would change. You know, we could possibly still have these characters that we know now, knowing that there's going to be a 10, 11, 12. But there'd also be established characters from 7, 8, and 9 that we don't know. And obviously the story would be very much different. Somewhat similar, I guess. But yeah, you'd have a whole new set of prequels. Could be. I don't know. It's a toss-up for me still, too. It's hard to look back, like, knowing what we have now. And then, I don't know, like, it's a tough question. I didn't really come up with an answer on my end, really.
How about James? What do you think, James?
I would definitely take that trade. I don't love the prequels, so this gets rid of them.
Wow!
I don't hate the prequels. I'm not someone who hates the prequels. I actually, like I've said before, I really like Episode One. I know that's usually not everybody's favorite prequel movie, but it's mine. But I don't love them, and so maybe I would love his 7, 8, 9, and maybe I would love Disney's 1, 2, 3. So why not take a shot at that?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? It's not going to change anyway. So
I like those answers because yeah, like I guess that's the way I was leaning too. Is here, you know, you can't change it, so why not see? I'm always, I've said it before. I really want to know what he had in store, to be honest, and I really hope we find that out one day. Maybe not on film, but
you'd feel that way about the prequels, though. If it was the other way around, you'd be like, "Man, I really wish I knew what his original Vader, his original Anakin, his original Dooku."
True.
Yeah, we'd be complaining because, well, we should have had the foundation, man, done George Lucas's style, so that everything could build off his original visions for the Force and the Chosen One. That's what we would have said.
Yeah, you're exactly right, 100% right.
Good question, Corey. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got another tough one for you guys. James, I think this one's been designed to twist you into knots. Here we go. So, set the clock for 60 minutes at a restaurant of your choice. Ray is at the table with you. You can have whatever you want off the menu in a nice one-hour sit-down meal with Ray. But your beverage is a bladder-busting 20-ounce glass of white vinegar that you must finish with nothing else to drink and no free bread refills. Or a one-week cruise of your choice, but Jar Jar is by your side for every minute of it. You can't ditch him, and you have to be nice to him.
No contest. No contest.
Me neither.
Can you die from drinking vinegar?
No, man, I'm chilling with Jar Jar in the Bahamas for a week, bro.
Not me, man.
If anybody is Jar Jar, it'd be like me and him, like, Misa having so much fun.
In the islands, it wouldn't be so bad. You could sample the local flora, and I bet you island Jar Jar would be easy to deal with.
Yeah.
He's probably not a good wingman, though. So if you're gonna try and have your way with the lady folk, okay, he's gonna kill that.
Am I married in this scenario? Am I really me, or am I like, since I get to have a fictional dinner with Ray, am I fictionally single?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then definitely I take that option. If I'm still married, then I guess I'm going on a cruise, because then I'll just hang out with Jar Jar for a week. And this is a good lead into my next question. I prepped you guys for it last week. But
I put the vinegar thing in there because I don't know. Like, have you ever tried to drink vinegar?
So I'll say, like, our family cure for the hiccups is a tablespoonful of vinegar. White vinegar. So I'm aware of like just how awful it is.
Yeah, because I tried this silly homemade remedy thing for like this maybe case of asthma that I have, and part of it was to have, I think it was like 2 ounces of apple cider vinegar. It's awful, man.
It's awful.
Ugh, and white vinegar is just, it's worse.
It is,
it's
just, it is worse.
Ah, put it on your French fries, or that's one thing.
It's funny you say that, like, because the kids, now the oldest, Ellie, does the white vinegar hiccup thing because she sees me do it, but like we had to get her there through apple cider vinegar, like baby steps up to the white vinegar. It's awful.
Oh, God. And 20 ounces of warm white vinegar that you have to finish in 1 hour. Good luck.
Yeah,
with
that's
that.
Not healthy.
Oh no, I'd probably be sick, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know the health consequences of that. No idea. It might actually kill you.
It can't be good for your liver. That's an acid.
Real acid.
It can't be good for your liver, and it might give you ulcers. Who knows? But I think that's it for this week of Sith Disturbers. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say, but it doesn't matter because we're out of time. thank everybody for listening. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and find out about all the great shows on our network, such as Talk Star Wars, Generation X-Wing, Rogue Squadron Podcast, and Skyhoppers. And again, we'll ask you to head over to iTunes and drop us a review and help us out that way if you can. And well, other than that, we'll catch you guys on the Twitters. I'm at Tumbling Saber. James, you're at?
Tommy Bombadil 1.
Excellent. And Corey?
Chop rules with a Z.
All right. We'll meet you guys there. So until episode 52 of the Tumbling Saber podcast, we will see y'all soon. Thanks again for listening. And bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers podcast. Brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber. Proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.